Well, I'll let you sum that up, really.
No, and another disappointing performance. I think it's probably past score that they got, and we, again, we collapsed in the power play. This time we were five down in the power play. We've been three or four down a few times, and you're never going to win anything five down, four or five down in a power play. We just haven't got going. It's bitterly disappointing. You know, a big crowd, and we've let everyone down. And I can't say much more than that, really. It's just poor performance.
Effectively out of this year's competition now?
Yeah. No, we're coming into tonight's match. We had to win six out of six to have a chance. Unfortunately, we've lost tonight. So, just going to let the dust settle for a few days, get my head around it, get the boys in on Monday and try and, try and play for a bit of pride now and try and win a few games, try and spoil a few people's plans.
You put so much faith in the so-called Big Four in the batting lineup: Munro, Russo, Northeast, Vince. It just hasn't worked, has it?
No, it hasn't. Like I said, lost count how many times we've been three or four down in the power play, and you know, it's always going to be hard. Setting or chasing, you need a good power play, and you know, we've been good at that over the years, but this year it just hasn't happened.
I mean, did you ever think at some point, you know, we might push maybe Liam Dawson up the order because he's in good form?
Well, you know, we got Colin Munro leaves on, this is his last game tonight, so we'll have to sit down and look what the right balance of the side is. So, a lot of thinking to do. Try and get this order right. But you'd think, you know, that top four, as you said, they're fantastic players, but it just hasn't happened.
You can't put your finger on it, I guess.
No, I mean, it's about, you know, T20 crickets. You get on a roll. You either get on a losing roll, and it's hard to get out of, or you get on a winning roll, and you're away, which, you know, everyone hopes for. But no, it's hard to put, you know, things on exactly what's going wrong. But you know, I think we've just got to try and stay positive, which is tough in situations like this, and keep working really hard and try and turn around.
I mean, you adjusted the batting a bit, and you brought in Joe Weatherly the last couple of games as an extra batter. Tom Allsop takes the gloves, so that gives you that extra option. But that's just not worked either, is it?
No, you know, we rely heavily on the top four, and if we get off to a good start in the power play, we'll be away. It works well, but that just hasn't happened. Really, I think probably once this year we've had a decent power play. So, and like I said, if you struggle in the power play, it's a huge part of the game, and you're going to struggle if you don't do well in the power play.
How do you motivate guys now? There's five games left, which is actually quite a lot, isn't it? Really, it's not like one or two, there's five. And yet you've got to keep these guys going now.
Yeah, no, you do. Again, we're playing for a bit of pride. You know, we get good support. Want to try and entertain the people that come and watch us. Yeah, it's just personal and team pride now. And try not to get too down, because you know, we've got a hell of a end of the season coming up. So you got to try and keep them positive. You know, times like this, you know, teams can sort of implode a little bit. But we've got to try and stop that from happening. Keep them positive, try and get a few decent results and in this the remainder of the competition, and then move on to four-day cricket where, like I said, it's going to be a hell of a relegation battle, I think.
So you're more worried about these next games affecting what might be the most, you know, one of the most important championship campaigns towards the end of the season?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I've experienced it, you know, up at Yorkshire. You know, you have a poor T20 and it affects the rest of the cricket that's remained in the year. So you need to try and not allow that to happen. As I said, try and keep them positive, try and keep them together. It's easy to point fingers, you know, but we've got to stick together and really stay positive for what is a lot of cricket left in this season.
Interesting, you brought Kyle Abbott back tonight, and we know he's been struggling a bit for quite a few months, actually, but has he been improving?
Yeah, he's practiced really well. He played second team last week, had, you know, a really good week. His confidence is growing, and yeah, just to get him going, I think tonight would have given him, you know, a boost as well. So I think he just needs to bowl, and he likes the competitive situation as well. So, you know, I think this is good. Give him a few more games and hopefully get him right for the championship.
And you got Dale Steyn back next week?
Yeah, Dale Steyn. Dale will be available on Wednesday, so we've got a few decisions to make on team selection.